As an exercise professional, as a person who delivers information about food and exercise, what do I need to know? What should I know? And it's a checklist that I hold myself accountable to and have done for a very long time. Because if you call yourself an exercise professional, the people who hear that, do they have an expectation of what that might mean? So if we use the word professional, is it possible that people believe you to be, number one, getting paid for what you do? And if we talk about sports people who are professionals, that means they are literally getting paid to play sport. And then if they are getting paid, does that mean that they should be good at their sport? Or the reverse, is it possible that you wouldn't get paid to play a sport if you weren't good at it? So there's an expectation just by using the word professional that you are getting paid and you're good at what you do. And if you pre-frame professional with exercise, is there an expectation that people would say exercise professional means somebody who specializes in exercise, and should they know about exercise? So I always ask my exercise professionals from Max, do you understand the human body, how to get it fit and how to get it strong? And then from a communications point of view, how do you customize and tailor an exercise program that gets people fit and strong to suit their lifestyle? So if I'm coming to an exercise professional and I'm a person, an individual, unique human who wants to get a result, what expectation do I have, or should I be able to have, of my exercise professional? What should they know? And that's the question that I've been asking myself for a very long time, because I, for a very long time, was calling myself an exercise professional, and I certainly wasn't, because I didn't know my stuff. And I've had too many embarrassing moments where people ask me questions and I didn't know the answers, and I regurgitated something that I'd heard or somebody else's opinion and was so embarrassed that I didn't know my stuff. Me, exercise, I specialize in exercise, but I didn't know or understand some of the basics of how the human body works. So here's just some general questions. And when I say general, should we specifically know the answers to these general questions? And if you're going to an exercise professional, a personal trainer, a gym instructor, a boot camp instructor, a yoga instructor, anybody that delivers information about exercise, would it be important that they also know the answers to the following questions? Because you're putting, or you could be putting, your body in their hands. And could that be risky if the person doesn't know what they're doing? Could you get hurt? Could you get injured? Could it be a short-term or long-term injury? Could it waste your time? And that's one thing we can't get back. We'll all recover from an injury, hopefully. But once somebody's wasted our time, we can never get that time back. If you invest money into somebody, what expectation do you have for the return on the investment of your dollars? And I'll rephrase, what do you think that your exercise professional, your fitness instructor, the person who's delivering information about exercise, what do you think they should know? And of course, there's fundamentals of, should they be qualified, and do you have an expectation that they have a qualification, that they have a first aid certificate, that they have insurance, that they do ongoing education and training to keep learning about the human body? I think they shouldn't be questions that we even have to ask. They should just be a given. But you have the right to ask your exercise person, can I please see your qualifications? Can I please see your insurance papers? Can I see your first aid certificate? Can I see that you're doing ongoing updated education? And I use that even more broadly. If you go to any medical professional, or any professional, should they be things that you can ask for? Interestingly, if you go to most professional people's offices, they'll have their qualifications up on the wall and all the things that they've done in the past. So you can check that for yourself. I get excited if I go into a medical professional's office or a legal office and all of their beautiful certificates are up on the wall, and I can check which university and how old the qualification is and how much ongoing education they're doing. So perhaps as an exercise professional, that's some information that A, you would be proud of, and B, you would share that with your customers and clients, whether it's on your website or your Facebook page, or they have access to it when they come to see you. So if you call yourself a professional and you've got some pieces of paper that say that you are a professional, what do you need to know? And that was a thing for me because I had lots of pieces of paper. I had done lots of courses and I've probably done more courses than most. I've been doing ongoing learning for a very long time. But unfortunately, most of my learning until I met my gorgeous husband, Kayman, who started asking me not what did you learn and which courses did you do, but what do you actually know and why do you know it? why and how would you do that? I had the pieces of paper, but I didn't have the understanding or the knowledge of what I was learning. I just learned to pass the test. So I'm sure you don't want to be as silly as me, so please don't be. Actually learn your stuff. So here's the stuff that I am committed on an ongoing daily basis to keep doing ongoing education about. So I'll start with the inside, the bones, the skeletal system. Do you know what makes bones strong? What bones are responsible for? What's inside the bones and how do I keep my bones strong for the rest of my life so I don't get osteoporosis, the bone thinning disease, which is a very debilitating disease which affects 1 in 3 older people and 1 in 3 women at a much younger age now. And we have children now with osteoporosis because they're inactive. So should we understand what keeps bones really strong? Should we understand the muscular system? So should we be able to explain simply what a muscle is, how it works, what it's responsible for? And if a muscle is moving a bone, then what does that produce? If I've got more muscle, what happens to my body? If my muscles waste away, what happens to my body? What's the energy source that fires up my muscles to be able to work? And if somebody wants to get bigger muscles, how would they do that? And if somebody is scared of getting big muscles, particularly women who say that, I don't want to get bigger muscles, can we explain simply the benefit of having strong muscles and why we can or can't get bigger muscles? And would that be important for an exercise professional to know? So there's two big systems there, the skeletal and the muscular system. And the interesting thing is that they don't work by themselves, of course. What fires muscles to pull on bones so that bones can move? And then we have a really careful, close look at the central nervous system or the nervous system in general and the endocrine hormonal system and how does exercise affect both of those. And if I am really fit and really strong, the responsibility of an exercise professional, would I then understand what fires up the endocrine system and the central nervous system that then helps me exercise, helps me move my muscles and bones. Woohoo! Obviously, the heart and lung system have to come into that because how do I get oxygen into my body, carbon dioxide out of my body? What is oxygen? What is carbon dioxide? And what happens inside my body? What's the transference of all of that? So if I breathe oxygen in and carbon dioxide out, and if I can do that more effectively, which means I'm getting fitter, then why is that? And what are the things that show that I'm getting fitter? What does a low resting heart rate mean? What does a fast recovery rate mean? And then if you put all of those together, when you talk about the cardiovascular system, so you're talking about hoses, veins and arteries and capillaries, how does blood flow and oxygen work and what's carried inside the blood? And why is it important for that to flow around freely? And if I'm an exercise professional and people are breathing in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide, wanting to get fitter, what does that actually mean? And if I've got a heart and lungs that are fit, how does that affect my body? And how does my endocrine system, my hormones, and my central nervous system fire those two systems up? Then comes the question of the digestive system. So it starts at my mouth and ends at my bottom. What happens in between? When food goes into my mouth, what happens to it? And what are foods? What are the 4 macronutrients? Where do they come from? How does my body use them? What's the energy systems that utilize carbohydrate, protein, and fat? What are those macronutrients for? How does alcohol affect my body, which is also a macronutrient? And should we have a pretty good understanding as exercise professionals about fat and carbohydrate? Because they're very hot topics, controversial and contradicting topics. And if somebody says, what should I eat? Should our answers be based on physiology? So when I breathe, when I move my body, what energy systems am I using? using, what energy sources am I using, and which energy sources are used by each individual energy system. So as an exercise professional, should I have a good understanding of the phosphate system, the lactate system, the aerobic system? Should I have a really good understanding of the supercompensation process, which is when I exercise, what happens to my muscles and bones, and how long does it take them to recover so that I can go again? So what does supercompensation actually mean? If I lift something heavy, if I get puffed, if I exercise, and I'll go back to my original question, if I'm an exercise professional, should I know how to get people fit, and should I know how to get people strong? And if the answer is yes, then should I understand recovery, which of course means recovery from the muscles getting recovering, regenerating after a workout, heart and lungs recovering after I've put them under activity. And then what about sleep, and how does that fit into the recovery process? And they're just some very simple things. So I'll just list off the energy systems: muscles, bones, so musculoskeletal system, respiratory and cardiovascular system, so heart and lungs, the endocrine and hormonal system. So what happens, what fires off my body to make it capable of doing all the things that I want to do? And then the brain, if we're looking at being mentally and physically fit and strong, how does exercise affect the brain? How does the hormonal and central nervous system, skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular and respiratory system, digestive system, even immune system affect how my brain works? And what's the benefit to my brain when I exercise? What happens inside my brain? What's the neuroscience of exercise when it comes to my brain? So if I'm an exercise professional, should I have a really good understanding of those systems inside the body? And then when you look at the external, what do I look like as a human being? And a lot of people will go to see an exercise professional because they want to look good. So how does exercise affect things like my hair, my skin, the biggest organ in the body, my eyes, my teeth, my fingernails, my posture, my body fat percentage? What do I have control over? What don't I have control over? So what can I change on my body to make it look better? And what do I need to accept that I cannot change? And should I be able to know the difference and be able to share that with my clients? So I'm asking all of these questions very specifically because as an exercise professional, I didn't know the answers to those questions and I was embarrassed that I didn't. And now as the director and owner of an international fitness business college, not only do I have to know the answers to all of those questions, but I bloody want to, don't you? I want to know how my body works and I want to know how to help other people get their body into peak physical condition if that's what they want to do. So if you love being fit, if you love being strong, if you love being lean, if you love being healthy, if you love having a body that can do all the things that you want it to do, and if you love the way your body looks, would it be a good idea if you are an exercise professional to know how and why? And even if you're not an exercise professional, if you are relying on experts to tell you how to eat and how to exercise, wouldn't it be nice to know it for yourself rather than having to hope that the person that's giving you information knows what they're talking about? And if you are going to an exercise professional or an exercise physiologist or a doctor or a nutritionist, wouldn't it be nice to know and have a really good understanding of your skeletal and muscular system, your cardiovascular, respiratory system, your endocrine, hormonal, central nervous system, immune system, digestive system, so that you can ask really intelligent questions when you go to see those experts? Because is it possible that the experts disagree? So if you go in armed with great questions, is it possible that you might get better answers or force the professional to come up with better answers so they might go and research for themselves? One of the best ways to get your personal trainer or your gym owner to learn more about how the human body works is to ask them great questions, because perhaps like me, if they don't know the answers, they might want to learn more. And that's exactly what happened to me. I had pieces of paper to say that I was qualified, but a piece of paper doesn't give you the knowledge or the understanding or the ability to explain something simply. So if you are an exercise professional, could it be a really good idea to specialize in what is our expertise, and should that be the human body, but most importantly, exercise? How do I get people fit? How do I get people strong? And then the beautiful communication tool so that I can customize and tailor a fitness and exercise plan for every single person I come in contact with. Isn't that what an exercise professional is? Great question.